Paul's doctrine of justification by faith alone is not about how we stand before God in our conscience. It's about the relation of Jews and Gentiles. And if you're not talking about Jews and Gentiles, you're not understanding Paul. Right? And this is, I think, simply true, by the way. I think these biblical scholars have it right. By the way, it's not an accident that these biblical scholars are also Lutheran believers. Right? You can be both a biblical scholar and a Christian believer. Well, but this is a message now from historical scholarship to Christian believers, right? Saying, all right, all you Lutherans, get used to this idea. When Paul talks about law, that's about Jewish law. When Paul talks about justification, that's about Jew and Gentile. What do you mean? Well, the issue for Paul is not about how we stand before God, but about whether Gentiles can become Christians. This is an issue now raised by another major scholar, E.P. Sanders, who has sparked a kind of revolution in Paul studies. So let's think about this. What's Paul's real issue? Not how we stand before God, right? But rather whether Gentiles can become Christians. To back up just for a second, you see the issue is not about conscience, but about community. The issue is not a psychological issue or an individual issue, but a social issue. It's about Jews and Gentiles. It's about, in particular, Paul's issue is about whether Gentiles can become Christians. This is something we really got to get used to. We are used to Christianity and Judaism being two different religions, right? And Jews are not Christians, and Christians are not Jews. That is not the situation in Paul's time. In Paul's time, most Christians are Jews. Think of how Christianity started. Jesus is a Jew, his apostles are Jews, his mother's a Jew, all the early Christians were Jewish. And the question was, can non-Jews become Christians? Can non-Jews become part of the Christian community without converting to Judaism first? And that meant specifically, can Gentiles, non-Jews, become part of the believing community of Christianity without getting circumcised and thus joining the Jewish covenant? Paul's answer is yes. Right? Gentiles don't have to convert to Judaism and get circumcised in order to become Christians. Why? Because they are justified by faith alone. They're justified by their faith in Christ. Paul actually goes and extends this and says everyone in the Christian community, both Jew and Gentile, are justified by faith alone, simply by believing in Christ, not by works of the law, that is, works of the Jewish law, works of the law of Moses, including circumcision. Right? It's not just law in general, it's Jewish law. Now, that really is a radically different context for reading Paul. Right? And yet, well, does it undermine Luther's reading? That's a crucial question. Right? Luther's asking a different set of questions than Paul is. Let me suggest that it may not, in fact, undermine Luther's reading. But let's say just a little bit more about how Luther is getting it wrong. Luther follows Augustine in speaking of the Jews as legalists. Right? It's as if the Jews are really not this community of Israel in the Bible. They're sort of an archetype or even a symbol of all the people who don't get the point about grace, who are trying to justify themselves by law, by following God's law. Well, that's actually not the issue for Paul, and Paul isn't even writing against the Jews. He's writing against other Jewish Christians. Paul is a Jewish Christian writing against Jewish Christians who are saying Gentiles have to become Jews before becoming Christians. He's not attacking Judaism. Paul is not attacking Judaism, although Luther thinks he is, Augustine thinks he is. Paul is not attacking the Jews as legalists. That's not a fair thing to say about Jews, and it's not an accurate reading of Paul. There is here an anti-Jewish reading of Paul that goes back to Augustine, and Luther practices it as well. He practices an anti-Jewish reading of the Bible in a way that is memorable and just wrong. But could it be that Luther has at least something right in his reading of Paul? Let me go back to that question. Remember, it's an issue about community, not conscience, for Paul. But for Luther, it's an issue about conscience. Luther is asking a different question from Paul's question. Well, this is a very Christian thing to do. Christians will often come to the Bible with their own questions, questions that arose much later than the biblical writings, and they look to the Bible for answers to their current questions. Luther's question is, how do I stand before God? How does my conscience have any kind of comfort in the face of God's judgment? Well, that's a legitimate question to ask of Paul and of the Bible, because, after all, the notion of God's judgment is a biblical notion. How you stand individually before God's judgment is not the central biblical issue, as it is for Luther, but it's a legitimate question to ask. And if you ask Paul that question, How would he answer it? I think he would answer, you're justified by faith alone. So given the fact that Luther's asking this different question, but it's legitimate to ask this different question of Paul, this specifically Lutheran question, I think he gets the right answer from Paul. What he gets wrong is he misunderstands Paul's relationship to the Jews and the biblical doctrine of Jew and Gentile. And we're going to come back to that point in a later lecture.